Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Virginia McCurdy about the second day of the 175th celebration, History Day. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And with all of these events, it takes quite a few volunteers. Would you have any words for those volunteers that are helping out?
The people who are helping are totally important to the success of our event. If you're going for a whole week with a number of different activities each day, we're involving anywhere from 30 to 200 people just getting one particular day together. And if we didn't have those people to help us, we wouldn't be putting this event on.
And for some of the folks that aren't familiar with the Brentons, can you kind of expand on their story and their involvement in Washington?
The Brentons were quite a colorful pair. There are a number of stories about Ina's behavior at various times. She was, I understand, quite proud of her very, very narrow waistline and loved to show it off. Mr. Brenton was apparently the more business-focused of the two. I believe there is a display in the Playhouse Theater at Mount Pleasant on the old Thrasher's ground that displays some of their involvement, and I believe that was in dramatic events. Mr. Brenton is also the person who built an airplane and was nearly tarred and feathered when it wouldn't fly because people thought he was so outrageous. And their home has been clad in teal bricks or cement or something, and is on South Iowa. And he had planned to fly his plane from the fairgrounds to the roof of his home. So if you go down South Iowa, there is an apartment house now across from Halcyon, straight north, that was the Brenton home. So as I said, they're quite a colorful pair of characters.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the celebration?
The other thing that will be going on, it's technically part of History Day, but it will continue from the last week in May through the end of the festival on June 8th, and that is window displays on the square. We're still looking for people to share possibly any collections they might have that would regard either Washington or some business that has been in Washington in the past and is not any longer. And the other thing that we will be doing as part of the historical day is in the public library, we are going to dress six figures: Jane Chilcote, Colonel Palmer, Winfield Smouse, Ina Brenton, Thomas Ritchie, and Senator Smith Brookhart, and include a write-up about their contributions to the history of Washington. Jane Chilcote obviously will be located near the oil paintings of she and her husband, and there is also a shadow box there that contains the book she wrote. So we're thinking that that will be a fun way to bring some of them closer to life.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Virginia McCurdy about History Day for Washington's 175th celebration. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.